Our very humanness carries within our makeup a deadly reality. Sin is transmitted to us. This is why you and I and our loved ones are the same in that we are sinners who need a Savior. The degree of our infestation, our practice of sin, is not the point. I'm not intending to condemn or pass judgment on anyone. This is simply to explain a particular dynamic that all relationships are inescapably vulnerable to, and why they so often deteriorate and die. Destructive issues in families are not merely the result of heredity or environment. They trace their roots to Adam and Eve. This calls us to go back to the root for the remedy as well. They accepted God's invitation to re-enter partnership through the covenant. This gave them the potential for resisting the same serpent devices that they first submitted to, and makes possible the reuniting of what has been splintered, or cut off, to use another analogy. Relational problems began because the serpent deceived and blinded. He lied and covered the truth. The chain reaction of cutting off people from God, from each other, from commitments and vows, from caring or returning, is unending. But so is the power of God's grace and mercy. He will overthrow the cut-off syndrome when faith and prayer lay hold of His promises. These beautiful promises declare that God can grow life from a dead stump, can graft back into the family tree any who have been cut off, and can reconnect to His reality whatever has been severed from us by self-opinionation, a claim on rights or righteousness that is often religion-based. Here are two biblical case studies of what God is able to do in the generic family of humankind, and they apply to our specific families as well. I think this gives us hope to see how God fulfills His word. Reaching past human failure. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1, describes the coming Messiah with these words: "There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots." Isaiah chapter 53, verse 2 also speaks about a root that grows up. "He shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground." Literally, these texts are saying that a twig shall grow out of a stump. Why is it significant that messianic prophecy mentions Jesse? Jesse was the father of David. In other words, the Lord was referring to his family line. Remember that the Lord said to David, "You shall not fail to have a man on the throne of Israel." 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 5. In other words, God was making